As Israeli, Palestinian, and U.S. negotiators prepare to meet in Jerusalem, sounds of daily prayers echo through the old city. U.S. State Department officials have expressed high hopes.
Both sides are at the negotiating table in good faith here because they believe in the importance of the peace process. They believe that the most important way to eventually settle these issues is through a negotiated final status agreement.
But contention runs deep, even as Israel released 26 Palestinian prisoners, a condition of the talks. In the West Bank town of Hebron, this Palestinian woman was looking forward to seeing her husband, imprisoned in Israel for the 1992 killing of an army reservist.
It is difficult to describe my feelings. It is a feeling of happiness, which I hope God will grant to all people.
The release of the prisoners has riled many Israelis, some of whom tried and failed to get the Israeli courts to intervene.
Where I'm going from here, where we are going now, I mean, the terrorists will go out, the people who have been murdered are in the grave. That's not a way of bringing peace, it will bring more violence.
Meanwhile, Israel's approval this week of about 2,000 new settlement homes, including some in mainly Palestinian East Jerusalem, has Palestinians fuming. Israel's housing minister, though, was defiant.
In simple words, we are simply building. Go outside and see what we're building. And not only that, we will continue to build thousands of housing units. This is appropriate. This is what we should do, and so we shall do.
Senior Palestinian leader Hanan Ashrawi says the settlement announcement could sabotage the peace talks.
It's very clear that Israel once again is manipulating the process in order to create facts on the ground that would render negotiations entirely irrelevant because it would preempt their outcome.
But Anthony Cordesman, an analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says it doesn't have to be a deal breaker.
So a lot depends on how pragmatic both sides are, how willing they are to look at the full range of pressures that affect and threaten them.
Those pressures, Cordesman says, include the political uncertainty across Israel's borders in Egypt and the continuing war in Syria. And for the Palestinians, the longer it takes to forge a compromise with the Israelis, Cordesman says, the more Israeli settlements are likely to go up. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.